Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, you're listening to The Rose, Rose Colombo right here for you. And I'm concerned about humanity and what is happening around the world. And I ask the question, how safe is the COVID-19 vaccines? Because we aren't allowed to ask questions and do critical thinking and exercise our freedom of speech when it comes to our bodies, and we are concerned about the millions of injuries around the country as well as the tens of thousands of deaths that are occurring after being jabbed. And we're jabbing children, we're jabbing teenagers, we're recklessly jabbing elderly people with weak immune systems who don't have a strong immune system to protect them against unknown vaccine chemicals that can allegedly alter your DNA and allegedly include gene therapy, as stated by many doctors, and silencing people who are doctors and scientists who cure COVID SARS patients over the decades with their own technology. Perhaps they used HCQ, vitamin C, and vitamin D, and other supplements they used with that particular HCQ prescription that has been around for 70 years and used safely. And then we have the new one, ivermectin, who Mexico is stating is absolutely working in their country to cure COVID patients. So how safe is COVID-19 vaccines with gene therapy, as reported by Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, Dr. Berg, CDC, WHO, and the world's leaders around the nation? And who determined that everyone in the entire planet must be jabbed with an experiment in a trial? Because that's what it is. It is an experiment and a trial using human beings. They've already tried it on animals, and all the animals died, and they skipped the long-term case studies and went directly to start jabbing people. And Big Pharma is a multi-billion dollar business, along with CDC and WHO and Gates. All these people are in the business of vaccines, or investors in vaccines that make billions of dollars from vaccinations, millions of dollars. They make huge profits. And what do they need? They need your arm. They need human bodies. They need you to be jabbed in order to become wealthy and continue to create the Big Pharma industrial complex of vaccinations. So let's talk about Orwell. Orwell City. Urgent announcement. COVID-19 is caused by graphic oxide. Have you ever heard of that? Urgent announcement, COVID-19 is caused by graphene oxide introduced by several ways into the body. Today, La Quinta Columna has made an urgent announcement that they hope will reach as many people as possible, especially those involved in health and legal services. As biostatistician Ricardo Delgado, Dr. Jose Luis Savinia, and the team of researchers and professors with whom they have been working and conducting their research have confirmed the presence of graphene oxide nanoparticles in vaccination vials. And Dr. Delgado's last name is spelled D like David, E-L-G-A-D-O, in case you want to look him up. Dr. Jose Luis Saviano, S like Sam, E-V like Victor, I-L-L-A-N-O. In program N63, the team showed some photos of the analysis carried out, specifically results obtained by optical and transmission electron microscopy observation, reserving the results of other techniques used for future programs. They also announced that the report, based on all the techniques performed, which allowed determining the presence of graphene oxide, will be made official by the researchers who performed the analysis very soon. They've also submitted a video you can watch at orwell.city/2021. Hereafter, La Quinta Columna shall provide you with information vital to your health, physical integrity, and that of your environment. The mask band used and currently marketed contain graphene oxide. Not only the ones that were withdrawn at the time, as indicated by the media, the swabs used in both PCR and antigen tests also contain graphene oxide nanoparticles. The COVID vaccines in all their variants, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, Sinovac, Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, etc., also contain a considerable dose of graphene oxide nanoparticles, and this has been the result of their analysis by electron microscopy and spectroscopy, among other techniques used by various public universities in our country. So if you've never heard of graphene oxide, you need to look up graphene oxide that is included in the vaccinations and the masks. The anti-flu vaccine contained nanoparticles of graphene oxide, and the new anti-flu vaccines and the new and supposedly intranasal anti-COVID vaccines they are preparing also contain enormous doses of graphene oxide nanoparticles. And on that note, I'm going to pause and take a break, and I will be back in just a minute, so don't touch that dial. This is a very, very serious topic.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure, be sure to bring your appetite.
That's right. Be sure to bring your appetite to the Horseshoe Cafe. We're reporting on Orwell.city, and the article is about the COVID-19 vaccinations and what it includes that nobody has discovered until now and reported on Orwell.city. The COVID vaccines, in all their variants, AstraZeneca, Pfizer, Moderna, Sinovac, Janssen, Johnson & Johnson, as I stated, and more, also contain a considerable dose of graphene oxide nanoparticles. This has been the result of their analysis by electron microscopy and spectroscopy, I'm not sure if I pronounced those correctly, among other techniques used by various public universities in our country. The anti-flu vaccine contained nanoparticles of graphene oxide, and the new anti-flu vaccines and the new and supposedly intranasal anti-COVID vaccines that they are preparing, they also contain enormous doses of graphene oxide nanoparticles. Graphene oxide is a toxic. It is a toxic. It generates thrombi in the organism. Graphene oxide is a toxic that generates blood coagulation. And as you know, we continue to hear about blood clots. Blood clots. And that is sick that generates thrombi in the organism. Graphene oxide causes alteration of the immune system. It actually generates blood coagulation. By decompensating the oxidative balance in relation to the glycation reserves, if the dose of graphene oxide, it says, is increased by any route of administration, it causes the collapse of the immune system and subsequent cytokine storm. That is so important. Graphene oxide is a toxin that generates thrombi in the organism. Graphene oxide is a toxin that generates blood coagulation. Graphene oxide causes alteration of the immune system. By decompensating in relation to the glycation reserves, if the dose of graphene oxide is increased by any route of administration, it causes the collapse of the immune system and subsequent cytokine storm. I wanted to repeat that. It is so important. It goes on to say, according to the article published on Orwell.city, graphene oxide accumulated in the lungs generates bilateral pneumonias by uniform dissemination in the pulmonary alveolar tract. Graphene oxide causes a metallic taste. Perhaps this is starting to make sense to you now. Inhaled graphene oxide causes inflammation of the mucous membranes and thus loss of taste and partial or total loss of smell. Now, I know people this happened to. They told me that they had been forced to take the swab up the nose test by their employers, or they wouldn't have a job. And it hurt so painfully that they were in tears. And they didn't feel the same after that testing. And they told me that they had a metallic taste in their mouth and that they had lost their sense of taste and smell. The people I know, the taste and smell was eventually restored. One person was not. So maybe you or someone you know that happened to as well after they were tested with the swabs made in communist China who unleashed the virus on the world, and then rewarded with making the mask, the testing kits, and the swabs, and the gloves, and the goggles. And they opened up about 300 new companies making these items, especially the mask and the testing kits, for the entire world, including the United States of America. Why would we allow Communist China, a foreign enemy nation, to make the testing kits and the swabs and the mask when they seek to wipe out America and to dominate the world? Because their country is running out of land because of overpopulation. They're running out of water. They're running out of resources. And they don't have clean air. In short, graphene oxide is the supposed SARS-CoV-2. The supposed new coronavirus provoked before the disease called COVID-19. Therefore, we never had real isolation and purification of a new coronavirus. Well, that's interesting, because I remember the doctor writing something about how can they specify a new variant if the research of COVID SARS-2 hasn't identified the isolated genome. Something to that effect, which appears to be related to this comment. In short, graphene oxide is the supposed SARS-CoV-2, the supposed new coronavirus, provoked before the disease called COVID-19. Therefore, we never had real isolation and purification of a new coronavirus, as recognized by most health institutions at the highest level and in different countries when they were questioned about it. COVID-19 disease is the result of introducing graphene oxide by various routes of administration, be it the swabs, the testing kits, which I know that the World Health Organization and the governor of Illinois and others invested in the testing kits long before 2019. They also invested in the masks long before 2019. And the fashion world was designing masks long before 2019, if you did your homework. Most people do not. Graphene oxide is extremely potent, strong in aerosols, as is the alleged SARS-CoV-2. Like any material, graphene oxide has what we call an electronic absorption band. So we must ask the question, if they have ethanol, if they have aluminum particles, mercury nanoparticles, and other chemicals, along with this new toxic chemical that is just being reported, graphene oxide, are they trying to kill us, injure us, or both? Because I know people who ended up fainting after the vaccines 2 or 3 weeks later, ended up in ICU with profuse bleeding around the brain, injury to their heart, and even one man who died 3 weeks later. And I know probably at least 4 people who were perfectly healthy were injected with the jabs and got COVID. So if you're perfectly healthy, or even if you're not healthy, why would you want these toxic chemicals and gene therapy, as reported by Dr. Penny and many others, which is gene manipulation, injected into your body with unknown consequences to human beings, but known consequences to animals who were jabbed and all died, and no long-term case studies, so we don't know the long-term direct adverse health effects, injuries, and deaths down the road, because to me, in my opinion, it is grossly negligent not to use ethics as used in the past, the code of ethics, to prove efficacy, also safety for the human beings around the world. And they can't predict the immediate or short-term or long-term direct adverse health effects to human beings, which may be temporary, may be permanent for life, or maybe death, permanent forever. So why are they using human beings as guinea pigs, as property, as chattel, claiming our bodies prohibited by the United States Constitution to use a human being as a human commodity for their profit, and by force, by punishing people and saying you don't get to work and earn a living, which violates human rights, crimes against America, Americans and the rest of the world, civil rights, constitutional rights, and uses people as if their bodies as collateral, as human collateral, as property, as chattel, and slaves. Who gave them that right to do this in America and around the world? Which, in my opinion, is gross negligence. But I know that the New World Order Democrats will reduce it down to extremely carelessness or a mistake, because they have granted total immunity to big pharma billionaire CEOs who refuse to pay for injuries or deaths related to the vaccines, and by not doing long-term case studies, it will be nearly impossible to ever prove that the injuries and deaths were caused by the vaccine, in my opinion. So that's a violation of the U.S. Constitution, because the U.S. Constitution requires people have a right not to be assaulted with needles filled with chemicals and gene therapy never used on human beings before without knowing the consequences to one's body, or against their religious beliefs, or fear of being harmed. And then we have the insurance companies who are refusing to pay up, even if the person's policy is paid up for accidents and death, because they're claiming that they're not liable for people who take the emergency trial vaccinations because it's an experiment. So that would mean they are going to keep millions and millions of dollars without having to compensate people who are injured or deaf by taking the COVID vaccine and gene therapy, because they need a job. And that violates the laws on the necessities of life guaranteed to every human being, which is also falls in line with human rights. And the necessities of life in America guarantee that every human being has a right to work, to sustain their lifestyle, and provide for the necessities of life for themselves and their family, which is shelter, health care, jobs, education, and travel. Graphene oxide is extremely potent, strong in aerosols, as is the alleged SARS-CoV-2. Like any material, graphene oxide has what we call an electronic absorption band, and this means a certain frequency above which the material is excited and oxidizes very rapidly, thus breaking the equilibrium with the proliferation in the orgasm of the toxicant against our natural antioxidant glutathione reserves. Precisely, this frequency band is emitted in the new emission bandwidth of the new, get this, 5G wireless technology. So it's not just big pharma involved. It's everyone involved in artificial intelligence, AI, who are promoting this gigantic radiation tracking device called 5G, installing it dangerously, in my opinion, in residential areas. And I read that can allegedly turn up the heat, turn up the radiation, and can track individuals through 5G if you are injected with the COVID SARS-2 vaccination. That is an experiment and a trial that includes gene manipulation or gene therapy, according to the doctors who are allowed to speak out on some social media sites. In fact, they were among the few services that were maintained. Hold on a second. I'm going to go back here. Okay. In fact, they were among the few services that were maintained, according to Orwell.city. Apart from a special surveillance by the state security forces and Corps to these antennas, we suspect in that the 2019 anti-flu campaign, graphene oxide, was introduced in these vials, since it was already used as an adjuvant. With subsequent 5G technology trials in different parts of the world, COVID-19 disease developed in interaction of external electromagnetic fields and graphene oxide now in their bodies. You are altering your body. It is irreversible. And they are coercing people. They are what I believe is bordering on extortion for their profit by threatening people. No jobs, no travel, no social life. Who made them gods? Who made them the gods that can supersede the United States constitutional rights, freedoms, liberties, human rights, civil rights around the world and risk and force people to risk their lives while they have not disclosed all this information to the general public and probably not to many of the leaders who are imposing these tests and trials upon the world. It's a coincidence in space and time. Remember that it all started in Wuhan. It actually, 5G technology trials are in different parts of the world. COVID-19 disease developed in interaction of external electromagnetic fields, and graphene oxide is now in their bodies. So remember that it all started in Wuhan, and this was the first pilot sample city in the world to do the 5G technology trial and experiment in late November 2019, and it's a coincidence in space and time, this article states. Both the pangolin and bat suit versions were simply distracting elements. The purpose of the introduction of graphene oxide is even more obscure than you might imagine. Therefore, it is more than enough for you to assimilate this information and reset the knowledge you had of the disease up till now from the highest governmental institutions telling the population to protect themselves and even forcing them with that which will potentially make them sick with the disease itself. Logically, now that we know that the cause of etiological agent of the disease is precisely a chemical toxicant and not a biological agent, we know how to alternate it by increasing glutathione levels. Glutathione is a natural antioxidant that we present in reserves in the organism, according to Orwell.City. A few details will help you to understand perfectly everything that has been reported in the media. Glutathione is extremely high in children. Therefore, the disease has hardly any impact on the child population, and yet they're vaccinating little children, and they're targeting babies now. And young children, preteens who are going through puberty, and they're targeting elderly with weak immune systems. Babies have weak immune systems. Chemicals are toxic to many, many people, and many, many people have adverse side effects to toxins. That can be temporary injuries, lifetime injuries, disabilities, they can never work again, or deadly. What is their point to all of this? What is their goal? So it also goes on to say that, therefore, the disease has hardly any impact on child population. Glutathione drops very considerably after 65 years of age. That's why they continue to say that the seniors were the most vulnerable. Well, the seniors are most vulnerable to anything. If they have a pre-existing condition, especially, and as you get older and you don't take care of your immune system because you aren't educated on taking care of your immune system, and you smoke and you drank and you took drugs and you did not take care of your immune system, by the time you get 65, you probably will have immune system, maybe even a weak mind from ingesting wrongful foods and drinks and drugs and alcohol and so forth and cigarettes, or breathing in all the chemicals and toxins they've sprayed on us over the decades, like Roundup and DMT. Remember, the killer bees are coming. The med flies are coming. We have to spray. Remember all that, with poison. You're breathing in all of that, along with the chemtrails, for decades now, being sprayed down upon us, upon the food, upon the trees, the plants, the flowers, the birds, the bees, the insects, and human life. And they have effects. Then you got to go back to the radiation. At the airports, they've been radiating us for years. They put smart meters in our homes and businesses and apartment houses and condos that emit radiation into your home. Cell phones, 5G, computers, all of this radiation affects your cells. From what I read by experts, chemists, scientists, doctors, who state that radiation has no safe levels and that radiation has direct adverse health effects on your body. I was in the beauty business for 25 years. I went to workshops where doctors talked about radiation because of the tanning beds that were popular during the 90s and early 2000s, and how the government came in to regulate the they regulated the salons who had sun tanning beds because people were going from salon to salon, and some people were cooking themselves. They were frying themselves. They died or they were injured. Radiation can have direct adverse health effects on your body, such as cataracts, cancer, aging. They set off the healthy cells, the free radicals that gobble up your healthy cells. It's irreversible. Sterility, which is what Hitler used to sterilize the Jews and other people he didn't approve of. Death. And it can also stunt the growth of little children. But yet they have continued since 2009 when Obama and Biden and Holder were in office, and Michael Chertoff and George Soros and all these people with money and OSI systems and the airlines decided to install radiation machines and require people to go through the radiation machines with no protection on their eyes or their bodies from the radiation, to do naked x-rays of loyal, law-abiding Americans who should not have been radiated at all. Or go through an intrusive, well, many women and children called rape. So, back to this article by Orwell.city, back to COVID-19. It says, glutathione drops very considerably after 65 years of age. Therefore, COVID-19 is especially prevalent in the senile population. Glutathione is a very high level in the intensive sports population. It has a very high level in the intensive sports population. This is why only 0.22% of athletes have the disease. And this is why I keep saying the children and the young people don't need to be vaccinated with a trial and experiment gene therapy when the rate of them getting COVID, according to scientists and doctors who are ethical and silenced by the two big giant social media corporations who favor Dr. Fauci and the entire Democrat Party and liberalism and progressivism and communism and socialism. But if you're a conservative and you say anything that they oppose, by their fact checkers, who they probably hire off the streets, who are just liberals, who aren't historians, who aren't researchers, who don't even read the Constitution about teed and established right to freedom of speech, media, press, and assembly, are in control of our freedom of speech in America, including superseding the President of the United States of America speaking to the American people, or doctors who are giving cures and trying to save lives during a pandemic that is using emergency trials and experiments and using people in this game of Russian roulette by assaulting them, even against their will, because believe they have the right for some reason to kidnap and hold the entire world hostage in their homes at a whim by their own personal opinion of what is a pandemic. When there is no approved FDA vaccine, because it includes gene therapy, so how can it be a vaccine? It has to be named something else if they were to approve it, in my opinion. They didn't disclose the gain of function that was funded by two big giant social media CEOs and many people who secretly funded the funding over in the Wuhan lab and gain of function. They didn't disclose that. Why not? They didn't disclose they owned patents and filed patents on COVID-19. They didn't disclose that they've ever received royalties or the funding for the research in the Wuhan lab. This has been the whistleblowers who have tried to share information with the world. You will now understand why countless studies and practice have shown that treatment with an acetylcysteine, which is a precursor of glutathione in the body, or glutathione administered directly, cured COVID-19 disease very quickly in patients. Plain and simple, because the glutathione levels were raised to cope with the administered toxicant called graphene oxide. The discovery made here by La Quinta Columna is a full-fledged attack of state bioterrorism, or at least with the complicity of governments to the entire world's population, now consisting crimes against humanity, now constituting crimes against humanity. It is therefore absolutely essential and vital that you make this information available to your medical community. General practitioners, nursing, and health services in general, but also local and regional media and press, as well as all your environment. This is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of staying healthy or being disabled temporarily or the rest of your life. This is a example of being healthy or being injected and getting COVID, as many, many people have. It is therefore absolutely essential that you share this information on Orwell.city or this particular link on Columbo Chronicles. Bearing in mind that now it is not only the elderly in nursing homes who are vaccinated and that flu, it's an experimental vaccine with graphene oxide, but as you know, a large part of the population has been vaccinated or graphenated with gradual doses of graphene oxide, a toxic. The body has a natural capacity to eliminate this toxicant, which they aren't telling you about. First of all, they never disclosed it, and now they're not telling you how to cure it. Except now, if you tune in to Orwell.city and read it, Google it, or you share this podcast with whoever you can, because as you know, we're all limited to how much information we can share and where, because the Senate and the FCC and the DOJ has allowed this to happen, along with Congress and along with the White House, along with the EU leaders. And what makes them think it isn't going to affect them, because they state that those who've been vaccinated can shed. What have they done? What have they done to our entire world upon humanity? What have they done to humanity? What have they done to our world? We have each and every one of the proofs, this article says, of what has been manifested here. Meanwhile, justice is trying to act. People will continue to be pushed off a bottomless cliff if Americans and the world doesn't wake up. If you are watching this audiovisual material, you will understand that for more than a year, you have been totally and naively deceived from the highest institutions. Only now will you understand all the incongruities that you observed on your television news. To be informed, you can Google La Quinta Columna, LAQUINTA, COLUMNA. Or you can Google and watch the video, Orwell.city. And the article is entitled, Urgent Announcement, COVID-19 is caused by graphene oxide introduced by several ways into the body. Extremely important article to the health of not just the American people, but people around the world. And just to add a little more information to that, what are the scientists and Big Pharma up to? Are they up to cloning? Are they up to creating the super race in a Petri dish and nurturing it, the creation, in a pod in a laboratory? Are they into creating robotoids, humanoids, along with transhumans, which are not female or male, but they are called transhumans who cannot procreate to keep the population down, because Bill Gates' goal is to not only reduce the population along with the New World Order members, but to reduce carbon monoxide down to zero 2050. If not sooner. And how do you do that? You eliminate the majority of human beings. You eliminate animals like cows and horses and dogs and pigs and chickens and so forth. You eliminate the birds that God created, mammals and so forth. And invest in Monsanto's GMO non-nutritional seeds like he has, 500,000 shares in Monsanto. You buy up all the farmland so you can grow GMO seeds only, prohibited to growing natural foods, which are now called organic foods, so they can charge you three times the amount. And that means they weren't sprayed with Roundup and some other poison. Or So they buy up all the land, the farmland, after they lock down the American people for 2 years, destroying businesses, small businesses, and jobs across the nation. And then you destroy the farms, and so they have to kill the chickens and the pigs, and because they can't go to market. And so then you create GMO lab-grown foods, and you create molecular meats, and you keep the population down because people will become ill, and if they don't die from being used as an experiment by injection, they will die from lack of nutrition, which happened in 1918. The people didn't die from a majority of people contracting the Spanish flu. They died from the lack of oxygen ventilation because they forced them to wear masks, cut off their oxygen supply, which can also be unhealthy emotionally, physically, and can cause death, and loss of teeth and gum disease and bacterial pneumonia and other issues. And today, they can cause other problems because they contain toxins. The masks are made in communist China. The swabs are made in communist China. And they have toxins. During the Spanish flu in 1918, they had unclean water. Most didn't have plumbing. Most didn't have air conditioning, so people either died of overheating or they died of freezing to death, depending on where they lived. And the majority didn't have proper nutrition because 60% of the population was impoverished and they lacked food. So they couldn't keep their bodies healthy without clean water and nutritional food. And, of course, the sunshine helped, along with ventilation is what they found. And so they opened up all the windows, all the doors. They took off the mask, and they tried to feed them healthy foods and clean water. And eventually the Spanish flu diminished, and people survived, and the majority died from bacteria pneumonia and tuberculosis, freezing or overheating, and starvation, and unclean water. That is not the case today. But they are using that model by rationing and denying food for 2 years, rationing and denying Lysol, rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, toilet paper, paper towels, meat, and the necessities of life, and telling you you can only buy one box of Rice-A-Roni and one loaf of bread and one package of toilet paper if there was any on the shelf, and so forth. We were taken hostage. And we complied with being held in indefinite detention in our homes and told not to hug our friends, our relatives, not to talk to our neighbors. But they fear-mongered to the point where people would scream at each other if someone wasn't wearing a mask. The masks were ripped off during the 1918, and then they were breathing in fresh air when they opened the doors, they opened the windows, they got the sunshine. And God created us with a nose and a mouth so we could inhale and exhale because that's how we survive. He created oxygen so we could survive. Flus and colds and pneumonia and respiratory problems diminish your oxygen supply, and people die from lack of oxygen. The first thing they do is give someone oxygen when they can't breathe. They don't put a mask on them so they can't breathe at all. They don't tell them to put on 1, 2, 3 or in a plastic shield so they can't breathe at all. I mean, it's common sense. When a baby is born, the first thing the doctor does, slap them on the bottom so that they will cry and begin to take their first breath. Because we need oxygen to survive. And masks that contain toxins and then also cut off our oxygen supply, you must ask yourself, how is that healthy? Because oxygen is needed for healthy cells to maintain a healthy immune system, to maintain a healthy brain and healthy organs, and the release of carbon monoxide. So only certain people are chosen to live, like 10% of the population, because they're billionaires? Is that the plan? I don't know. I'm just asking questions. So this article, Isolating, Cloning, and Sequencing DNA, you can also read. It's COVID-19 information. Until the early 1970s, DNA was the most difficult cellular molecule for the biochemist to analyze, enormously long and chemically monotonous. The string of nucleotides that forms the genetic material of an organism could be examined only indirectly by protein or RNA sequencing or by genetic analysis. Today, the situation has changed entirely from being the most difficult macromolecular of the cell to analyze. DNA has become the easiest. It is now possible to isolate a specific region of a genome to introduce a virtually unlimited number of copies of it, which means cloning, and to determine the sequence of its nucleotides overnight. Is that why they're collecting our DNA and storing it in a worldwide computer? For this time in history, for depopulation, so that they can create the perfect human race? At the height of the Human Genome Project, large facilities with automated machines were generating DNA sequences at a rate of 1,000 nucleotides per second around the clock. By related techniques, an isolated gene can be altered, and this is what they're doing, according to doctors and scientists, with COVID-19 trial experimental vaccine, altering the genes. It will and transferred back into the germline of an animal or plant so as to become a functional and irritable part of the organism's genome. So they've already tried it on animals and plants, so now they're trying it on you. These technical breakthroughs in genetic engineering, which is what COVID-19 appears to be all about, the trial and experiment where all the animals died, so now they're using trials and experiments on you. The ability to manipulate DNA, isn't that what they're doing? With precision in a test tube or an organism, so are now they using human bodies? I'm just asking questions. It's had a dramatic impact on all aspects of cell biology by facilitating the study of cells and their macromolecules in previously unimagined ways. They have led to the discovery of whole new classes of genes and proteins, while revealing that many proteins have been much more highly conserved in evolution than had been suspected. They have provided new tools for determining the functions of proteins of individual domains within proteins, revealing a host of unexpected relationships between them. By making available large amounts of any protein, which is what they're doing with COVID-19 too, trial and experimental vaccines, they have shown the way to efficient mass production of protein hormones and vaccines. Finally, by allowing the regulatory regions of genes to be dissected, they provide biologists with an important tool of unraveling the complex regulatory networks by which eukaryotic gene expression is controlled, and that's about eukaryotic. So, cleavage of DNA at specific sites by researching nucleuses, which greatly facilitates the isolation and manipulation of individual genes. DNA cloning, either through the use of cloning vectors, polymerase chain reaction, whereby a single DNA molecule can be copied to generate many billions, that's with a B, to generate many billions of identical molecules. Nucleic acid hybridization, which makes it possible to find a specific sequence of DNA or RNA, which is what they have in the mRNA trial and vaccinations, COVID vaccinations, with great accuracy and sensitivity on the basis of its ability to bind a complementary nucleic acid sequence. Rapid sequencing of all nucleotides in a purified DNA fragment, which makes it possible to identify genes and to deduce the amino acid sequence of the proteins they encode. Simultaneous monitoring of the expression level of each gene in a cell using nucleic acid microarrays that will allow tens of thousands of hybridization reactions to be performed simultaneously. So on this particular chapter, they describe each of these basic techniques, which together have revolutionized the study of cell biology, cloning, and sequencing DNA, isolating genomes. So we must ask the question, according to the New World Order, are the world's God-created DNA human beings, the human race, obsolete and need to be reduced down by 90% by 2050, 50%, which they had at 2021, but it's 2021 and they missed their mark, then upgraded it to 2030. Now they're back to 2025. Will they miss their mark or will they achieve their mark of reducing the population by 50% through all this new technology, through vaccinations, that are also gene manipulation and therapy, and changing our DNA, altering our DNA for their goals. So will they achieve their goal of reducing the population down by 90% 2050 and reducing carbon monoxide down at 100% by 2050, making human life obsolete by debilitation, injury, short or long term, unknown consequences by injection, assaulting us with needles that are trials and experiments, using us as chattel, property, guinea pigs, human commodities for their profit, for human capital, which in my opinion equates to extortion and a potential genocide. On that note, I've run out of time. And I hope that I helped you understand some of the issues of the day on Columbo Chronicles Live. God bless you. God bless America. God keep America safe. And may God protect all of his creation upon the earth, human life, animals, birds, mammals, fish, plants, trees, bees, and so forth. Stay safe, stay happy, and I'll talk to you again on Columbo Chronicles Live. So, don't touch that dial.
Rose Columbo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Columbo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or, if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Columbo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Columbo Chronicles.